Neil, I really have little to add to what Eric and Hal have said. This poor lady is in an unfortunate situation. And actually, I don't know how to use bevacizumab. I don't know when to start it. I don't know the right dose or the right schedule, when to stop it. I've used it a few times. I've had a few patients where I think it really has helped and others not. I have to echo everything you've said. It's really confusing how to use it. But I probably would add it to this lady's case just because her odds of doing well are so poor. The one thing Eric kind of bounced off is the concept of using platinum salts in these patients who are so-called triple negative. And this is an emerging role that right now is, I think, more mythology than science, but very interesting mythology. And the concept is whether or not these patients are not BRCA1 positive in the way we think about BRCA1 positive, which is most of us are comfortable with people who are born with germline abnormalities in BRCA1. Rather, it may be that these women have their normal BRCA1 turned off, perhaps by methylation of the gene, making their cancers worse actors but more susceptible to the effects of DNA damaging agents. And one wonders whether or not, if we look at the effects of either of the platinums in breast cancer, there's about a 10 to 15% response rate. I think George Sledge would back me up on that. He's done some of this work. If you figure that about 20% of all patients, especially with metastatic disease, are triple negative, and if the drug worked half the time in them, so five times as often as it does in the overall population, you'd expect to see about a 10% overall response rate. So you wonder if whether the response to platinums is actually localized in this group. And so the one thing I would do differently than Eric did is this is one of the few places, given the fact I think you're only going to get one shot with this lady. I think if you pick the wrong drug up front in this lady with rapidly progressive liver and pulmonary metastasis, you won't get another chance to treat her. I would probably use a platinum salt in combination with one of the other drugs and bevacizumab. And it's one of the few times I'm actually really aggressive with a patient, only because her overall prognosis is so poor that if you don't pick it right at the start, you don't get a second chance.